Every day, we must choose Yeshua over ourselves. Every day, we must choose Yeshua over the sins our flesh would rather be committing. Every day, we must crucify our comforts and conveniences. We must put down our preferences and priorities. We must humiliate our habits and hobbies. We must silence our schedules and selfishness. We must destroy our desires to conform to the ways of the world. And we must do violence to our religiosity and rigid compartmentalization of God in our lives. And instead, we must daily choose Messiah. This is what it means to deny ourselves. To kill, destroy, and hate our own lives. To give up everything we have, and whether by life or by death, to take up our execution stake daily and follow him. Will you stand with me, please? On this upcoming and every future Yom Kippur, may this be the denial of self that we embrace to the full. As we fast and afflict our souls according to the spirit of the day, may all our senses remind us of the death that we deserved before the great high priest, the Messiah Yeshua, gave his life for us so that he could make atonement on our behalf, not year after year, but once and for all. But even more than that, may Yom Kippur serve as a symbol of the life that we are called to live. A life that is not our own, but a life that belongs only to the Master. As we fully experience the solemnity and grief that is appropriate for the day, may the Spirit convict us of the areas of misplaced dedication and devotion in our lives, and may we return them to their rightful owner, the one who has redeemed us by paying the price we could never afford. God knows that we would always prefer to live to ourselves rather than die for Messiah. But instead, let us make ourselves nothing and have this attitude: not as I will, but as you will, Lord. Let us hear again the words of the Master. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his execution stake daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses, destroys, or kills his life for me will save it. Thank you for listening to this edition of Preparing the Way. As always, it is our hope and prayer that this teaching has made an impact on you and that it has been an encouragement to you to live your life as a devoted, dedicated disciple of Yeshua. For more information about the Preparing the Way audio teachings or about Perfect Work Ministries, please visit our website at www.perfectwordministries.com. That's www.perfectwordministries.com. You can also email us at office@perfectwordministries.com. Write to us at Perfect Word Ministries, Box 82954, Phoenix, Arizona, 85071, or call us at area code 225-410-3701. We would love to hear from you, so please email or write to us today. And if this message has been a blessing to you, ask the Lord if He would have you partner with us through your prayers and financial support so that we can continue to do our part in making straight a highway to our God. Many thanks again to you and all our friends and partners. Until next time,
May Adonai continue to strengthen and build you up in the faith of the Messiah Yeshua, that we may together do the work of the ministry and prepare the way of the Lord.